And now, let's find out what's making news in the US. Thanks to Kia's end of financial year offers on Now.
Richard, good afternoon. It looked like it was going to be a snub from Donald Trump to Malcolm Turnbull. The meeting was cut short, 30 minutes. What did they say to each other?
Well, the image of the night when President Trump finally turned up for this reset was not the two men insisting in the president's words that they get along great, a fantastic relationship, said Trump. I love Australia, he said, adding that he will certainly visit. Now, the image of the night might have been when President Trump was introduced by Rupert Murdoch. The two men hugged in the full view of everyone. Trump then began his remarks saying, there's only one Rupert that we know. The New York Times recently revealed that Trump and Murdoch speak every week to talk strategy. So that's interesting, isn't it? The president was relaxed after his health care win in the House today, only step one on the long road to health care here. And he spoke of how Murdoch used to shake him down for money for the Australian American Association, which is the main sort of lobby group here in New York, Los Angeles, and so on.
He'd send me this letter. Could you please give money? I say, what do I have to do with that, Rupert? And I just keep sending him money, money. And now I realize that was money well spent. That's great. Right, Rupert?
Well, that group actually was formed by Murdoch's father, Sir Keith. Rupert Murdoch spoke of the need for policy that is intrepid after the name of the decommissioned aircraft carrier where this event marking the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Coral Sea actually was held. The PM was insistent when he turned his focus on North Korea.
We condemn and we resist North Korea's reckless provocation.
While the two men downplayed the phone flap over the refugee swap plan in their first talk back in January, both now calling it fake news.
We're not babies, but we had a great call, right?
Young at heart.
We're young at heart, Donald.
Yeah. Young at heart.
We had a very, very good call. That was a little bit of fake news, as the expression goes.
That's exactly right.
Still, the president later said, again, there were moments when it became testy. So much for fake news. While the headline in this country concerns the presidential comment made at this point.
We have a failing health care. I shouldn't say this to our great gentleman and my friend from Australia, because you have better health care than we do. But we're going to have great health care very soon.
Trump praising Australia's health care there. I notice he calls him, what, a great gentleman and friend from Australia, whatever the phrase is. Did he temporarily just forget Malcolm Turnbull's name? I don't know. Anyway.
Mr. Trumbull.
Yeah, Prime Minister Trumbull. Anyway, it was interesting that he made this allusion to Australia's healthcare, which, of course, is universal healthcare, the very healthcare that President Trump is trying to oppose. That took everyone's attention here as the Trump care debate is raging on in this country.
Can imagine it would be. Yeah, universal healthcare here, not so there. Now, mate, I asked you about finger spinners or fidget spinners the other day.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you've got a story behind it.
I do. For anyone who has been looking at this, you were talking about how a lot of schools in the US and elsewhere have barred these things from classrooms, and that also seems to be happening in Australian schools and so on. I was thinking at best you might compare these things to an old-style spinning top, the digital version at worst. It's an obsessive gadget for relieving or maybe increasing stress on the other hand of it. Anyway, I want to talk about its originator, a Florida woman, Catherine Hettinger. She designed this thing a couple of decades ago as a way to entertain her then 7-year-old daughter.
Wow.
She took out a patent, held that patent for 8 years. But when the patent lapsed in 2005, she surrendered it because she could not afford the $400 to renew her patent rights to this. She just didn't have the money, she says. But that's when the fidget spinner took off. Other people since have ripped off the idea, made many different versions with different markings and designs, and made it out of different materials. It's now become, as you noted, a mega-zillion-dollar fad.
Wow.
Like I say, it's also become a thing of controversy. Some think it can help kids, especially those with attention deficit problems. Others say it's the most annoying thing ever produced. But Catherine Hettinger is getting none of the profits. In fact, she now is being forced to downsize from her small home to a cheaper apartment and wondering whether she might be able to reconnect her disconnected telephone line. She says she is encouraged by the spinner's sudden popularity, pleased that people have taken this on. There's some spin for you. She knows that if she had re-upped that patent, she would now be rich and wouldn't have any problems. She says that would have been good.
It would have been good. Put your spinners out for Catherine. Richard, thank you, mate. Appreciate that. Richard Arnold in the US. Fidget spinners, finger spinners, whatever you want to call them. It's got to be better than bottle flipping, doesn't it?